The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals, well, they're off today, but not before they were able to get a series win, I should say, against the San Francisco Giants. We were talking NFL before that with the 49ers. How about the Giants? And the Royals put up 8 runs yesterday against Logan Webb. That one kind of came out of nowhere. Baseball yesterday, to say the least. They're off today. They take on the Twins tomorrow. Noah Cameron will try to get the red-hot start going again for him, as he has had 2 outings in which he has looked stellar. Can he make it a third? We'll find out tomorrow. I think it's a 7:10 first pitch. Vern's on deck show at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Royals also said they expect Sam Long to head to AAA as a continued part of his rehab assignment. So if you're looking for another addition to the bullpen, not that they need it right now, Sam Long could be on the way back here soon. Next up on What's Trending, the Pacers get game 1 against the Knicks in overtime. Obviously 138-135. Halliburton hits the shot with no time remaining. Look like a 3 at first. They see his foot's on the line. Eventually go to OT. They go into win game 1. Game 2 tonight, Wolves and Thunder tonight at 7:30. Obviously, the Thunder got game 1 of that series fairly easily 2 nights ago.
Yeah, last night was awesome. Flat out awesome. We'll talk maybe more about that a little bit later on this hour and into the show. Next up on What's Trending, some sad news in the NFL. It actually happened not too long after the league meetings were taking place, and that is that longtime Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay passed away. He was just 65 years old, and specifics of his death are not known yet, although it was public knowledge that he's been dealing with various health issues in recent years. The Colts, in their statement, said that Irsay passed away peacefully in his sleep on Wednesday afternoon.
Next up on What's Trending, the College Football Playoff Committee is reportedly going to look at getting rid of auto buys for conference winners today. It is expected to be changed ahead of the 2025 college football season. That would mean teams like Boise State, who won the Mountain West, would no longer receive a buy and instead be just ranked amongst the rest of everyone else and then put back into those positions. But getting rid of auto buys for conference winners, this obviously helps the big schools, because if you win the SEC, you're getting a bye anyway. If you win the Big Ten, etc., this could hypothetically hurt a down year Big 12, depending on the year. But I would still guess that even the Big 12 winner, it could hurt
for sure
a conference like the Big 12. It will never hurt the Big 10 and the SEC, and that's why I don't like it.
And that's who's behind every change, really, that we see now with the college football playoff, with college football, period. They're the two power brokers in college football these days. And I think that's not changing anytime soon. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll get back into some news in Lawrence yesterday with the assistant coaching staff for Kansas basketball, what it might mean for the future of Bill Self and potentially the next head coach for Kansas basketball as well. That's coming up in just a bit. But the Royals, as we said yesterday, get 8 runs on the board. Everybody got a hit that was part of the lineup. The leadoff hitter yesterday was Michael Garcia. It was a normal day off for India, considering the pitching matchup and everything.
And he's still coming off of getting cleated.
Yeah, had the spikes right on his knee last Saturday against the Cardinals. And so Michael continues to hit. He's had a phenomenal start to his season. It's weird, though, if you're going to talk about, hey, should he be leading off? Because while he's a different player this year, last year he had over 100 games in the leadoff spot
and hit .230.
A big reason why they went out and traded for Jonathan India is they needed to find a leadoff hitter that could get on base. And so I'm not saying teams can't change their lineup, and just because that was the plan heading into the season doesn't mean you shouldn't pivot. But that's my only hesitation for those that are saying, well, they should move India down to fifth. Michael should lead off. They tried that for 107 games last year.
I guess a lot of this boils down to kind of what we said earlier, which is, do you just think Michael Garcia is a different player?
I do.
Because the truth is, maybe I'm not there yet. Maybe I'd like a little more time. But we're a third of the way into the season. He's hitting .315 with a .377 on base percentage. That's a guy who should be hitting at the top of the order. That's a guy who should just flip maybe with Jonathan India for a little while and see what takes place. It's not that India's not getting on base at all. .327 clip, a little low. But think about this for like the guys you want in front of Bobby, Vinny, who's been hitting way better the last month. Like, quite well, actually. The last month. That first month went bad. Now he's hitting like normal Vinny Pasquantino. So if Vinny's hitting like the hitter that we know that he normally is, Bobby's hitting like a superstar again, I want people on base in front of him. And at this point, we're about a third of the way into the season, and the guy who's getting on base significantly more than Jonathan India is Mikel Garcia. The only other argument you can make, Gold, is there any world, and most teams do not do this, is there any world that you go back to the old school baseball mindset and instead Bobby hits third? And then Mikel and India get on base in front of him, Bobby hits third, Vinny hits fourth, Salvi hits fifth, and you just kind of work the line at third. I don't think they'll do that.
No, that to me would go against this current regime and how they operate and how Q and you know, analytically driven and all that. Just, it doesn't strike me as something they would make that kind of switch. I think there's a chance they absolutely could do what we discussed there to start, which was India swapping spots with Mikel, or do you move Salvi down a spot? I still think that's ultimately what's going to happen. I know Salvi yesterday was great to see. We were just talking about him not having a home run since April. He hits one yesterday. He hits three, hit with 3 for 5 yesterday. It was great to see. Hopefully that gets him going. He also is going to Target Field tomorrow, where he hits very well. Maybe this jump starts him. You get into the summer months and Salvi can take off again. We'll see, right? If he doesn't, though, he's the guy that's way more likely, in my opinion. You move him down a spot or two. You move Mikel up a spot or two. And then you just leave India where he's at. And go from there. Because as you said, Jonathan India's on-base percentage is still not terrible. I don't know where he's at walks in the league. Last year, he was top five in baseball. I don't know where he's at this year in terms of actual walk ranking. Is he still on track to be where he was last year for that?
He has 22 walks, leads the team, but Mikel Garcia and Bobby Wood Jr. each have 19. Right. So he's not at the rate he was at.
Where does 22, I would wonder, in Major League Baseball put him? Because that was the big point about him getting it when they acquired him was
he gets on base at a much better rate than
walks in baseball a year ago.
He just hasn't been. It's so weird. He has not been a bad walk player, but he has just not been quite as advertised. Rank you 20th in all of baseball.
So he's top 20, not top.
Oh
five.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, that's pitcher. Nope. Sounds like I'm the wrong standing. So the point is that, sorry, I had that wrong. I was just scrolling down to find 22, not actually looking for the players on the list. Lower than that. Sorry. Second page, 40th.
Okay. So yeah, he's off track of where he was last year for that so far.
But I mean, again, this goes back to, he's just off track his normal stats just across the board. Right now, top five to be in walks, you'd need to have walked about 10 more times. Kyle Tucker at 35 walks right now is the kind of guys you're looking at this list. And when you go to Bobby and those other guys, there's an argument. There's officially an argument. If they wanted to wait a little longer, who am I to argue? Like yesterday was, again, the best I felt about the game. And the weirdest part about the lineup is tinkering now feels like I'm just doing it, not knowing what the actual lineup's going to look like. Because right now, the two questions I would ask you is, where does the acquired bat hit? And that depends on the acquired bat. And where does Jack Caglione hit? Because the truth is, I'm still assuming he makes the big league roster sometime before this team is in the playoffs. And so where those guys hit is also going to change the calculus a little bit here. You could make an argument that Kyle Isbell should get more at-bats than some guys. He's shockingly hitting .286. He doesn't walk at all. But he is .286 with a .736 OPS. That is much better.
Yeah, he's had a very
nice
season.
That's better than Jonathan India.
He's had a very nice season. Yeah. I only think there's a few guys you can move around, though. Like Bobby Witt, to me, is going to be the number two hitter for this team, no matter who they go and acquire.
And I think Vinny is staying where he is. Salvi, maybe later, but I think that comes with the guys we just mentioned, the additions hypothetically pushing him down, right? The only reason that they're not even like, they're already one of the worst offenses in baseball, generally speaking, yesterday aside, the reason why they've been able to hold water a lot of times is, funny enough, it's Drew Waters, Cavan, or not Biggio, Canna.
Yeah.
It's Drew Waters, Canna, Isbell. These are the guys like holding the offense like, okay.
Well, and they're going to need to kind of do that for another month before it's realistic to go and acquire an outside bat. I'm not saying they can't make internal changes. We all know the names at this point in time. I think we've all said them out loud, John Rave, et cetera. They can do that whenever they want. Outside options, it's just too early. Nobody is trading away pieces from their team yet. There's only like three teams that are out of it. And so people are going to wait. And so maybe it takes till middle of June, end of June, for a team to be willing to part ways with anybody. So that's when it gets interesting. I think this time next month, then we can have real conversations. All right, it's time to start looking to make a trade. And even then, it's still a month before the trade deadline. That might even still be too bad. At least
it's time to look.
Yeah, that's exactly. So We'll see where it's at. Someone says, a few people have texted in, 913-586-7965 about Garcia. And maybe this is a question for J.J. Piccolo in 2 weeks when he joins us again. There are people have kind of wondered, hey, is his success this year, is he fresher? He didn't play winter ball. Remember, he didn't play winter ball because he was hurt. He had surgery on his elbow. Right? Wasn't it an elbow or something like that? So he had surgery. I have no idea. That's we can ask J.J. Piccolo in 2 weeks. Is that why? I mean, is that why he's having a better year? Maybe it's part of the equation. I don't know if it's as simple as him just not playing winter ball, but maybe it's part of it.
Look, he's playing above his skis in the sense that better than he ever has played. He's 25 years old. That'd be a very normal time to start having a career year. I'll point out that now, based on his history in the 50 games we have this year, he is closer to this player in his career gold than the one he was last year. Because his rookie year, he was a 272 hitter with a 330 on base, right? Like now, look, not the OPS. The power numbers are what are staggering this year. He's got an 860 OPS. I do not think that is going to hold. Like, I just don't think it will. But he is closer to this player than last year's player based on his career averages. And so the question is really, what version of Mike Kelly are you getting? I just think he looks like a different player. He looks far more confident. I think that there was a time where we would have discussed Mikel Garcia-Gold as a potential future long-term starter for Kansas City. Last year kind of put the damper on that a little bit, and now he's playing back like a player who deserves everyday bets. You and I, before the season, I don't think this was unreasonable, we're talking about between him, Michael Massey, and MJ Melendez, who would get the least at bats.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out where is he going to play.
Yeah, and we couldn't figure it out for Mikel Garcia.
He forced their hand very quickly.
Yeah, MJ Melendez got sent down to AAA. He's playing over Michael Massey in a lot of spots, and he's playing every day no matter what. He has completely flipped the script on what anybody would have thought he was going into the year. Yesterday was just a fun game. You get a bullpen game against their ace. You just get hit after hit after hit after hit. For the first four innings, you put all the pressure on them. And then you got to just to, for the first time, I felt like maybe five times all year, maybe less, coast to a victory.
Yeah, it was nice not to be take it stressed easy. Out. Yeah, and sweating every Sally single pitch. Not a 1-0, 2-1, 3-2 type of game or anything like that. Yeah, it was very nice. Obviously, a little afternoon baseball that they jumped on Logan Webb, who's been great all year. And that's one of those, like, we joked with Vern yesterday. It's just like... Mm-hmm. This could be a very rough day, bullpen game and all that, but baseball might happen, and baseball did happen.
But he also said he's like, this would stand out, and it does, as one of those wins that you like remember in the season. Like, it meant something, I think, for the Royals' psyche, ego, confidence, their resilience that I mentioned at 11 o'clock, that's a win they could get.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Royals teams I've watched over the history of time that have no chance to get that win, would never get that win. And they got that win fairly easily after all it was said and done. That was what really stood out.
They did. They're off today. They're in the Twin Cities tomorrow, opening up a series against the Minnesota Twins. Big divisional series. If there was such a thing this early on in the year, I think this one would qualify as well, given the fact that the Twins are also one of the four teams in the Central with a winning record. They've been playing some really good baseball over the last 2 weeks or so. I teased it earlier that Jay Binkley has to do something next month. And I think the reason why he has to do it is because for years, and I mean, it might be 10 years at this point, he has advocated for one certain individual and one certain event that happens on the 4th of July every single year. And I, of course, am talking about the Nathan's hot dog eating contest or festival in New York. And Joey Chestnut, who I know doesn't do that anymore, he did the separate Netflix thing, but you guys know the name. And Bink has said he's one of the most impressive athletes he's ever met. He also just sent me a photo from many years ago of him in Joey Chestnut. He sent me this photo minutes ago. Bink, I think there is no excuse here. This is an event you have to qualify for. And you're like, well, how do I do this? Good news. You don't have to travel. Nathan's Famous is hosting a qualifying event in Kansas this upcoming June, Saturday, June 7th. So next month, a couple Saturdays from now, June 7th at the old Shawnee Days Festival, Bink. And if you finish first, there's two categories. If you finish first, you qualify to go to Brooklyn on July 4th. Bink, you got to do this.
This is it. This is your moment.
This is your chance.
You could start training right now.
You have to do it.
It says from the Major League Eating MC, quote, this promises to be one of the greatest athletic events in Kansas history.
Oh my gosh! Are we really there again?
I think he needs to do it.
What are the other ones, man?
He should qualify.
Better have your list ready.
He should try to qualify. My question is, it doesn't mention anything about having to pay to qualify. Let's say you know you're not going to win, but you just want to eat like 5 or 6 hot dogs. Can you just eat the dogs for free and just be done? You're not going to win by eating only 6. In Kansas, in this contest, you're going to probably have to eat, I don't know, 40, 30.
I guess it just kind of depends. None of these things say anything about the qualifying event price. But I think our listeners and I would be willing to pay for Binkley to, you know, try to qualify.
If that's what it takes.
This is like me with the golf tournament, but it's Bink with hot dog eating instead.
Yeah. I think it's more realistic for Bink to eat 40-plus hot dogs than for you to break 100 at Augusta.
40?
Yes.
40's a lot of hot dogs.
What, 40 in 10
minutes? He might only need to eat 30 of them. I don't know what the qualifier is going to be. You don't have to get where, because remember.
I think he has to get at least 30 in order to give himself a shot.
Because some of the people at the Nathan's, while Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi were eating, 70 or whatever, there were some people on stage that still only got to like 30. So I think the qualifier, if you ate 22, 25, could that qualify you out of this thing?
Mm.
I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out is.
Bink says, sure.
He said sure so fast.
He just said, sure. I said, do the qualifier. He just responded back and said, sure. All right. Other people are offering if there's an entry fee as well to pay it.
Here are the rules. Let's see. All applicants must be at least 18 old and fully acknowledged and understand the inherent dangers and risks associated with participating in the eating contest. The applicant further acknowledges they understand the coordinates with the event sponsor to select and approve eligible participants. So we're going to have to work with them. Whether an applicant is eligible to participate in the eating event.
What criteria do you have to have? Can you eat? What criteria do they need?
I don't know. It says registration is closed.
What?
Oh, it's already.
This just got announced yesterday.
I am on the major league.
BS.
I am on the major league eating website.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking at it for June 7th in Shawnee.
Oh, come on.
On 2025, it's and all I can tell you is that all the way at the bottom of the screen, after explaining all the rules in big caps letters, says. Registration is closed.
So dang. was this press release just sent out for free pub?
They already have the qualifiers? I can't even qualify?
I just saw there was a qualifier in New York last week. Here's the nut to win. This gives me an answer. I was wondering how many would it take for you to actually qualify.
I'm gonna guess
to go.
27.
So in the New York qualifier, the winner was somebody that ate 35 of them.
Man.
That's not bad.
Hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. On the women's division, 16 would get it done. Hot dog and buns in 10 minutes. 16 would get you qualified in most cases.
I guess here's the question I have for Major League Eating. So I looked at the one that's, like, now I'm trying to look. The furthest possible date they have on their website is a qualifier that takes place in Washington, D.C., all the way back at June 21st. The registration on that is also closed.
Yeah.
Is this even available to us everyday hot dog eaters?
Come on.
Or is this only for the hot dog eating elite? And that the chance to qualify is only other people who already know the game.
So this
only got announced yesterday.
Yeah.
It's worse than college football. I didn't even get a chance.
I looked up there's a thing of college football, the top 50 eaters in the country. Is there anybody local? I'm going to scroll through real quick.
I don't know.
Let's see. LA. A lot of New York. Texas. I'm just seeing if there's anybody.
They got some glizzy gobblers in New York, apparently.
There's a lot of glizzy gobblers. There is nobody in the top 50 from Kansas or Missouri.
Dang.
They're not giving us a shot. They're not giving Bink a shot.
Why can't this be? It's in Kansas.
Old Shawnee days.
Mm-hmm. We can't have one local person, major
Someone
league
says,
eating.
Bink, if the women's qualifying, go Juana Man on him.
Bink is going to put on a ladybug. He's got ladybugs. He's going to put on a wig.
Oh goodness!
Shave his beard for the day. Bink would have to shave the second before he stepped foot in there. That 5 o'clock shadow, I know it. Bink comes in before the day's even over. He couldn't shave in the morning and show up. He'd need a straight razor shave at like 4 o'clock before the 5 o'clock event.
We can't get him into this qualifier. That's disappointing.
Seems like they're just inviting us to watch, not participate.
That's
tough.
That's what
man.
It sounds like.
Really disappointing, you know?
Jeez.
If you're listening, Nathan's Hot Dog or Major League Eating, there's a chance to get a local celebrity and Jay Binkley.
See the top text?
Please. Yeah. Really, 913? So people in this area are huge. We have someone in the top 50. Major Jeez. League eating isn't just about size.
Someone says, what's the criteria to qualify? Well, we try.
Look at Kobayashi. Yeah. Look at Joey Chestnut.
That's true. Right.
I don't know, man.
Someone says you have to be comfortable with multiple glizzies in your mouth in order to win.
That's mm-hmm. true. That's true.
A little disappointing.
We Bink said he's good to go.
Yeah, but the problem is that we can't get him in yet. We have to ask for, do you think that they've got like a...
Is there another one coming up that's
no,
not...
No, this is it.
I said they're
no,
all there.
The main the last event, one. Remember, we're less than 2 months away from 4th of July. Right. You got to be out there in Brooklyn, ready to go.
It feels like the news is just telling me that I can go watch a qualifier. I'm trying to get somebody in.
Yeah, I don't need to go watch it. I'm good. I don't need to go watch it. Unless Bink was qualifying. Then I'd go watch.
You can give Bink a ride over there. I'm sure he wants to watch it. But
someone
like,
said that if it happened, then you would have to dress up in a hot dog costume, Cody. And,
yeah, sure. We'll borrow a hot dog. I need to borrow one anyway.
We could all, we all could go and see if we could borrow, you know.
The three?
Yeah.
We're dressed up as ketchup mustard just hanging out. I'm guessing Nathan's already has a mascot. I don't think they need us. They probably already have someone dressed up as a Nathan's glizzy.
Yeah, probably.
I love how that caught on, the whole glizzy thing. I that just
you just like that it's called that?
I love how it caught on.
You're a big fan of them?
I just think that it's hilarious that it's...
There's just not a single...
Somebody just called it a glizzy one time and it just caught on.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who started that. I don't know when that started.
Somebody in New York... That was definitely a New York thing.
Text line has now gone over to a whole different level. Can't read some of those. I appreciate the text, though. Can't read some of those.
We're talking about food.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Definitely. I think Bink could... How many do you think Bink could actually do in 10 minutes?
15.
Eat. I was going to say 15 as well. I think Bink could get 15 done.
How many glizzies?
That's 1.5 a minute then, correct?
Yeah.
10 minutes.
I might be selling them short. I don't know.
I'm going to say... You said how many?
15.
Yeah, I'll go 16 to 18 max. I think it's a lot tougher. The bun, and I think he'll start out strong. I think everybody would start out strong. You put down a couple, but there's also technique. There's technique that Bink may not have.
Mm. What might that be?
I don't know.
In order to even...
He's been watching a lot of Joey Chestnut eating hot dogs
Bink's
for years.
Bink's been grinding tape.
In order to even eat? I mean, I don't know, man. It claims that anyone 18 years or older can pre-register to participate in this event and that you do not have to be a member of the Major League Eating.
So they must have had a prior release then.
But, like, I mean, how quickly? Yeah, like, who got the early email?
Yeah, some sort
of this just got announced yesterday and it says registration is closed.
I'm guessing they announced it, as you said, for the public to watch, not for people to compete, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Even though it said it was open for people to do it.
Hot dogs must be presented in plates of 5. Each place must be consumed in full before moving to the next plate. No utensils, condiments, or alcohol, Bink. That does hurt
I
you.
I would suggest...
No alcohol.
Can't dip it in the...
I would suggest...
Can't dip it in beer.
I would suggest us just having Bink do it in studio, but I can just tell you, that's a no-fly zone these days. That's
a
no-go.
That goes way back. Ryan Witkowski and I once on the 4th of July tried to have a Jell-O eating contest, and we got told we can't eat food like that.
Yeah, we can't do the food eating. You ate the hockey chip. We weren't supposed to do that.
And
either,
we got a wrist slap on that one, too.
Bink doesn't have to be on the... Bink's
well, he can do it. He can do it in his back. No, he can do it in his backyard on Twitter, but he cannot do it in this building.
Even if he's not hosting.
Correct. Yep. Not allowed.
He has to do it on his own accord.
Anyway, up next, let's talk about the future, perhaps, of Kansas basketball. And maybe we have an idea of what it could look like in a couple of years. Plus, the random question of the day.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 8 minutes, we'll get to the random question of the day. So yesterday afternoon, the Kansas Jayhawks basketball program announced that Jock Vaughn, former All-American, got his jersey number and jersey hanging up in the rafters, is now joining their coaching staff. He had 2 stints in the NBA as a head coach for a little over 5 years. I mean, he coached guys like Kevin Durant. I believe also Kyrie Irving at one point in time. You get someone with that experience on your coaching staff in this new era of college basketball with NIL and transfer portal on the recruiting trail. Like, I think it's a huge, huge get for them to go get him to replace the vacancy that Norm Roberts left behind when he decided to step away/retire. So from a short-term perspective, I mean, why wouldn't you love it? I think what's more interesting, though, is does it have long-term ramifications? And is this the start of a little bit of a future plan if and when Bill Self retires? He has made it clear he's not going to be the guy coaching when he's 70. Like, he's said that before. And I think he's 62?
Something like that.
So
he always felt like a 65 and out guy.
Let's say two to five more years.
He is 62.
Okay. So let's say within the next 5 years, maybe he hangs it up. If Jock Vaughn likes the college game, has success in recruiting, has a good grasp of NIL, does he not become a guy that's in the driver's seat to become the next head coach? And he's obviously got the ties to the university at that point in time.
I guess just Kansas seems too good to do that. Driver's seat, I get it, right? If Kansas goes through the next,
Duke did that with John Shire.
Sure, and I wouldn't say it's going poorly. It's definitely not going poorly.
Yeah.
But you and I, we've talked about this before. The in-house candidate who we eventually give the job to, who's the true son, feels like not Kansas basketball. To your point, it did just work with Duke. Duke did the true son under Coach K model. Now, I've seen it not work for lower level college basketball programs. So maybe there's just like you almost can't screw it up at Kansas. This feels a little bit different because I can't think of, and I'm curious if you can remember one. I can't remember in any recent history a current college basketball program getting a former NBA coach to come to just be a bench coach for them.
Yeah, normally it's
at the college
level. Head coaching job, right? Fred Hoiberg obviously came back to be a college head coach. Yeah, that's what.
Or they become assistant coaches in the NBA, not just like come back to college and be an assistant at Kansas.
Now,
it's a great get.
Yeah, it's a great get. He's going to be one of the top assistants on the staff, or the top assistant on the staff. By doing this. And that's where I wonder if he thinks, if you're Jock Vaughn, let me find out if I like this thing. Am I good at this on the college level? And do I position myself to be a head coach, whether it's at Kansas or elsewhere in college basketball moving forward? I think no matter what, Cody, happens, whether it's 2 years from now, 7 years from now, 4 years from now, whatever, whoever the other hot name is at the time, I'm not telling you that they should ignore that. Absolutely not.
McCollum has made a final four at Indiana.
Iowa. Whoever. No, I know what you're saying. Whoever that hot name, no, I would want them to strongly consider that person. I'm just saying, if Jock Vaughn, if it's clear over the next couple of years that he's got it, like he's just killing it on the transfer portal and NIL.
Players love him.
He
helps
develop
these guys who are like NBA guys.
He helps recruit some 18-year-old kid that ends up being a stud in the NBA somehow in a three-year time frame. That kind of stuff would have to happen. But I think in the short term, it's an unbelievable hire.
This feels like a reaction to what we knew about Kansas' team last year, which ended up being, I honestly think, their fatal flaw. And what has not been their fatal flaw in years in which they are national champions or Final Four participants or anything else. This year's team had zero NBA talent. None, man. What an NBA talent on the floor. Just a bunch of like Hunter Dickinsons. Like I've been in college for 7 years. Or guys who are going to go play overseas. There weren't some first round, second round picks floating. I mean, look at like what Christian Brown has done in the NBA. That's a real NBA player. They got a lot of dudes in the league right now on some good Kansas basketball teams over the last decade under Bill Self, even if they weren't winning national championship after national championship. This year's team had none of that. The Jock Vaughn, former NBA head coach part, definitively feels like we got to get back in the NBA talent game, which we know that they're getting in their number one recruit this year. He's likely to be a lottery pick in the upcoming NBA draft, but like felt like they kind of needed to make that shift. I just, like, if I were Kansas, it'd be wide open. Like, I may not guaranteed anything. Part of me wonders.
And nobody's saying anybody's been promised anything.
Part of me wonders if this is Jock Vaughn's attempt at finding out where he is. Because he's 50. If he got the job in 3 years, how long would you get him as a college coach? I feel like he wants to know if he'd like college. He's been doing this NBA thing. And if I'm going to find out if I like college, why not find it under Bill Self at Kansas? I don't have to go take Doug Gottlieb's job at the University of Wisconsin or whatever.
Did you see Green Bay? The latest out of that is he's recruited some kid that's like 20. I say kid, like some 27 or 28 year old to come play basketball.
So now he's what, at Rucker Park getting people?
No, I'm serious.
Someone like Australia or something like that?
Because there's a lot of international. You brought up Gottlieb's name, and I just came across my timeline yesterday. Doug Gottlieb, yeah, Doug Gottlieb signed, I can't pronounce this, Ramil Bethea or Bethew to Green Bay Phoenix roster, 28-year-old. I'm serious. This is a real, it's not an Onion article. Yeah. But I mean, the individual story is cool. It's just weird that it's Doug Gottlieb. The individual story is pretty amazing, but he'll turn 29 before Green Bay opens the season at Kansas. So this 29-year-old is going to play at Allen Fieldhouse this year.
You should go to the game.
He's 2 years older than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just won NBA MVP.
He's been in the league since 2019.
Although Jokic, I think, should have won it.
Oldest player in college basketball last year was a 26-year-old, and his it made sense. Like, there's always circumstances. He was on a Mormon mission. This kid, I keep saying kid, this 29-year-old was delayed because he had a military career and a late growth spurt. That's why he's eligible and why he's 6'4". He graduated high school, guys, a year after I did, and he's about to go play college.
Hang on a second. So
after you?
A year after.
Wait, so this guy's
That's a high school. I'm sorry. I'm off. It wasn't as bad as it may seem. I graduated high school in 09. I thought it was college.
Okay.
He graduated high school a year after I graduated from college.
You graduated high school the same year as Drew.
True. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry.
So this dude is like, was like 5'8", went to the military, had a growth spurt, and now he's playing college hoops.
He will be. Yeah.
What kind of growth spurt? Could you imagine you're just like 24 and all of a sudden you're just 6'9"?
You said he's 6'4" though.
This article says 6'9".
What I said.
The Green Bay Gazette. Well, that's a significant height difference.
Somebody's wrong. I don't know.
I'm just going to say he's probably 6'7".
28. Does yours also say 28, soon to be 29?
Yeah.
This says he was only 6'4" when he graduated. Sorry.
I was going to say if he was 6'4", now that man must have been 5'9" or something.
Now they're saying he's 6'8" in this article. 6'8". He was almost 6'4" when he graduated in 14. He's now 6'8".
So this man was just doing, given some military service to the United States government.
Yes. Gold. So if
was
you go
6 foot nine and just decided, I got tall. I'm gonna go play college hoops.
Cody, if Gold goes from 6'3" to 6'9", you can go play UMKC theoretically because you haven't used your.
I don't think I'm just jump 40. Could you imagine
your eligibility?
Could you imagine if like first off, I'm not gonna be worried about playing at UMKC. If all of a sudden I'm 6'9", I'm worried about what the hell happened to my pituitary and am I dying? If like overnight I became 6'9", a major medical problem is happening to me, and I should not be figuring out how I can play forward for the Ruse. I gotta get to a doctor and get myself taken care of immediately.
Because theoretically,
I'm dying.
But yeah, KU Green Bay is playing at Kansas in the first game of the year, one of the first games of the year.
Theoretically, you're never too old to, like, if you wanted to, you could go back and play college sports right now. You didn't use your eligibility. That's why J.R. Smith, who we had drafted out of high school basketball, went back and played golf.
He's older than Cooper Flagg.
Jeez. That's nuts, man. That's nuts.
And of course, Doug Gottlieb found him. Of course.
Yeah. Who else is he getting to go there? They were one of the worst teams in college basketball, you know?
That's a good point.
Gottlieb should start recruiting the Kansas City area.
I mean, it's not like he's getting guys from Wisconsin. They go to Wisconsin or Marquette. They're not going to Green Bay.
Yeah.
He's still hosting his radio show while being a
head
coach.
That is the part that's offensive.
While being a head coach at a Division I school.
That's different. That's having two jobs. I could not for the life of me understand why anybody was making a big deal about Alex Cora missing managing a single baseball game to go to his daughter's graduation. Are you guys nuts? His job is not different than any other job. I'd miss work if my kid were graduating college. I would go support them graduating college. Yeah. I don't care that he manages a baseball game. Also, it's funny for like, I wouldn't care if it was an NFL head coach. And I actually think that matters to be there on game day. A baseball manager,
162
you're gonna miss
games.
One game and it doesn't change anything fundamentally.
It's not game one of the World Series either. You know, we can have a conversation at that point in time.
Yeah, it's
you know what
May,
I'm saying? We can have a conversation if it's a playoff game or game one of the World Series. And the different career path you chose that's different than the average person, but not in May. I'm with you guys. All right, let's get to the random question.
Random question.
I don't get it in any way. For you, Gold, for you, Drew, over on the text line, 913-586-7965. You can, of course, hit us up YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Like to tell you proudly, we live stream the show. Subscribe over on YouTube. We'll pop to the top of your page. That way you don't miss anything going on here, whether we get Binkley in studio to eat 78 hot dogs or...
Yeah, you can watch Drew as Dusty couldn't take his eyes. He couldn't take his eyes off of Drew's shorts today because Drew is wearing retro shorts that say Pacers across the front of his shorts, and Dusty was amazed.
I'm not asking you to look. You know, hey, it says Pacers across the front. I'm not noticing letters, man. I'm not asking.
What a sentence.
Jeez, I'm just here.
I'm not asking you to look. My goodness. Just trying to get a random question.
Anyways, sorry.
Okay, for you,
Tilt
Gold
that camera
Drew,
back up, Drew. Tilt the camera back up,
we're
please.
We're on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. The random question I have for you today is related to a news story that was going around this week in which a band, the All-American Rejects, has been seen doing house parties across this. They crashed one randomly, but then have opened up on their Instagram page an opportunity request for them to, like, dead serious, go to your house and host a concert. Sometimes they're doing them for free. Sometimes the entry is like $5. They said it made them feel alive, like what they got into the industry in the first place.
Yeah.
So the question I have for you today is, of course, house party at Alex Gold's house or my house, whatever, right? Your parents' house, if you want to have like a bigger backyard for it. Since you live in an apartment, that'd be kind of awkward, I guess. At least that way. You can get one band, come to your house, house party. Who do you want? Active band. I don't want like all time. Don't give me some dead dudes. Currently active performing group or band to do a house party at your house. First off, the videos of these are incredible. It absolutely reminds, like, people on the roof, people climbing through the fences, like all this stuff. Looks like kind of an awesome time, honestly. They said they think house parties can fix the broken concert industry. They're going this whole thing. But you haven't seen it. The videos of them are really cool. So what I want to know is the band you want for your inevitable house party. I grew up listening to Blink-182
a lot. Band or
both?
That's be a band, right?
I think it'd be an artist. Like if it's a rap artist he wants, that's fine.
It could just be a single act.
I was going to say in general.
Yeah, like just I think a band seems like it'd be more fun for a house party. Like, big electric instruments.
You would think, yes.
It feels like that would be more impactful in that moment. I grew up with Blink-182 and some of that pop punk stuff. I think because that's what I listened to more than most anything in my youth, I would have to do something in that realm. Like, for all the newfound glory, million of, you know, Good Charlotte, Blink-182, for as many of those and like all the other bands you don't even hear of anymore, like Alkaline Trio, do they still put out music? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, for all of those, I feel like mine has to be in that realm. It would make me feel like I was 18 again. I've been to a house party where bands played at that age. I haven't been to that since I was a kid.
What's a Big Time Rush?
Big Time Rush? Primus?
I think
Nickelback, somebody said immediately.
Yeah,
you'd get a lot of people there if it was Nickelback. There's no doubt.
Only because I saw them... even
Marilyn Manson, I saw him live once.
Only because saw them perform recently, and they were also acoustic, so you know you wouldn't even like they wouldn't even have to have that much of a setup at your place. I think Shinedown would be part of an answer too.
You did see a quite,
and, they were, and it was acoustic. It was acoustic too. Yeah, that would be one of the answers I would give. Other than that, like, it would probably be somebody a little more recent. It would probably be like...
I imagine some people say Taylor Swift, but that would just
that's
be
what I
like,
said, is like, if we're allowed to say that, like, well, then, yeah, Justin Timberlake, fine, in my backyard,
I know, but
performing
that would,
for
but,
my
but
friends.
Here's the thing.
Like,
I think what? Justin Timberlake's better with all the pomp and
Plus,
circumstance. I feel like a rock band makes the most sense for, like, a I'm having a house party.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe a rap group. Like, if you told me Outkast would go to my house, Drew... And in the my backyard, they were on a stage.
Like Wu-Tang Clan.
Jelly Roll. I'll give you Jelly Roll, too. We'll throw him in there.
If we're talking like groups, I think Coldplay would be one that I think Coldplay would be good for myself. I would take a band, Coldplay. Individual artists, if we're talking like high school, like middle school, high school up to there, Wiz Khalifa, 100%.
Khalifa?
Wiz Khalifa was,
I mean, he's definitely got some stuff that you would think that, like, everybody would be
high
in
school,
on.
High school, Wiz Khalifa.
You need everyone singing along, you know? All American Rejects, I got a couple of those songs that, you know, everybody your age gold knows. You know who else would be on my list? The White Stripes. Like, Jack White, Meg White.
Okay.
Come on, that'd be great. Like, if you get Jack White in the back your backyard, everybody knows those songs, Gold.
Ooh, I like this
answer. Show up, you that would be really high on my list.
Someone's like Chris Stapleton. I like that. I think that's a great answer as well. That could work very nicely.
Chris Stapleton, huh? Do I know any of his songs? This is a serious question. I'm not being rude.
You've heard if Drew were to pull a sample.
I don't know his stuff offhand. I'm just asking.
Yeah, you would.
You've heard that.
I mean, shoot.
Tennessee Whiskey. You've heard the song Tennessee Whiskey? One of his
Hits. I think could have to hear it.
A couple words.
You've heard it. You've heard Tennessee Whiskey.
I believe you. I'm not arguing that.
He's just gone to Royals games and seen General MacArthur play. He had the song.
That's right. That was his song.
White Horse.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I think it's White Horse, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I do remember we played that song because he was going out to it for a while. So I've at least heard some part of it. Somebody mentioned Creed, of course. You know,
so it's Garth Brooks, End of Conversation from the 785.
I just don't know. Would that be a good
I think country play would house play party? Well because you wouldn't have to have as much. Would. You get all you
need
have
is songs just, that people can sing along.
All you need is like a guitar and you're good to go. Like you don't have to have a huge setup for those.
Someone said Post Malone, which I think is an A+ suggestion. That man has pop, rap, country.
Saying you're gonna get a little bit of everything.
You get from Post Malone.
Someone says they would have Cody pretend to be Eminem and at 1 a.m. pretend he was doing karaoke and singing an Eminem song. Well, there's video of that out there on the socials.
Yeah, yeah. You get Metallica over on YouTube. Somebody mentioning that. Let's see. The Diplomats. There's some bands that are just like you haven't heard of in a while. Someone mentioned Backstreet Boys. I just like. If Gold is trying to find his future wife, having the Backstreet Boys play a house party, probably the answer.
For that answer,
right generation,
for
that right
answer,
age,
I would
that
just
stuff.
For that answer, I would just have Taylor Swift perform. There'd be you'd have that would be the answer.
Mm. I don't know, man.
I do not want Cody Tapp performing at my house.
Definitely not.
I did not offer that.
From definitely the 75. Don't do that. No, definitely not.
Our friend Joe said Yellow Card, who I saw live in like a 100 person venue once. It was always such a novelty when you were kids because like they had a guy who played violin. And again, like for whatever reason, for like pop punk, that was like kind of the thing.
Well, people just joining us. What was the question one more time again?
So All American Rejects, they've played multiple house parties and we're giving other people the opportunity, like at people's in their backyard, amps up, saying the same thing. So I wanted to know the band you were interested in having play your house
Someone
party.
Someone said Weird Al. Yep.
That's got a whole different energy.
Yeah.
But I actually kind of don't hate it. I kind of don't hate it. You know,
Kenny Chesney coming in, Morgan Wallen coming in, Tech N9ne mentioned a few times on the text line.
Morgan Wallen now, if you had to pick an
he's got
artist
a new album
in terms
now,
of
I think.
In terms of popularity, Morgan Wallen's probably top of the. Yeah. He's one of the top of the list.
Yeah.
He's
got
it for a lot of people.
He's got a new album out, I think, last week.
I think I just like. I feel like it needs to be. It feels right for it to be rock. I want the name. I want the Police called.
I feel
like Chris Stapleton shows up. I don't know.
Are you
looking
present day to have this bed? Are you?
Yeah.
I feel like Cody's talking about this as if he was still an 18-year-old kid.
I want to feel that way for the house.
Not 40-year-old owning a house and having like.
I want to feel that way for one night.
You mentioned you wanted to go back to high school.
Let's get a local band, Gold, and we'll have Cody Gold's house party at my house. Let's see how long before it gets busted up.
Jeez, from the 913.
Cody will have his underground poker game going on as well at the same time.
That's right.
My illegal gambling ring in the basement. Yeah. Well, we have one local band playing in my backyard.
Drew will have a glizzy eating contest in the backyard at the same time. So,
what a night for us.
Yeah.
Cody and Gold concert, the Cody Gold house party, also a hot dog eating contest that also has gambling in the basement.
Perfect.
I got to be honest, it sounds like an awesome time. Uh-huh. We're all going to be super hungover next day.
Someone did. I don't know why nobody else texted this. Luke Combs. You and I saw him in concert, too.
It was good.
Luke Combs would be great for this scenario, too.
People are mentioning Korn and Limp Bizkit. I've mentioned all those are my first bands I ever saw live.
Wait, do you remember Luke Combs playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you were a little...
Oh, I was pretty... Not a little anything.
A little sauced.
I was three sheets. I was in deep. I do remember it. It was a good concert. And I actually knew one or two songs. I wasn't sure how many songs I'd know.
And Mary J. Blige was...
It also wasn't a huge
MSG
venue.
Last.
Yeah, small 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Not that you'd have Mary J. Blige as a concert in your backyard, but Mary J. Blige was performing last night at MSG.
Oh, really?
Still going at it? Yeah.
I did not know that.
Shaq was trying not to dance during the halftime show. He's trying to focus.
Oh, wow. Good. Okay.
That, now we're just getting weird.
John Mayer? Haven't
John
heard
Mayer
that name
strong.
In a long time.
That's strong, though.
From the 816, Casey Natus' Puddle of Mud would be fun. I actually saw them.
I'm not familiar.
One of the band members lived next door to my childhood friend. They used to like hang out there. We used to underage drink with some of them.
That's a good band name, too. Puddle
of
Mud.
Well, they weren't underage. Only I was underage. Well, and my friend.
Gotcha.
We're going back to the underage drink.
I didn't say which person.
2 days in a row, Cody has brought this up.
I was just pointing out that was one of the people. Blues Traveler would only hit at the last, when they're doing that last song, playing the hit. Yeah, that'd work.
Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah, you've never, yes.
Nah, clowns, can't do it.
Well,
nope.
That's not really, I don't
know. Can't do it, man. Can't do it.
It's called Juggalos, and it's, I don't know if it's more, I don't think it's the kind of clowns you're thinking of.
I still think.
One of these days,
Drew, you're never going to know what's coming, man.
Hell
one
no.
One of these days. Pennywise is going to pop up right in front of you in this studio, and we're going to get your reaction live on camera.
I saw they're doing I mentioned to you, Cody, yesterday, I think. It's a prequel to It, but it's something to do with Pennywise. It's like on HBO
Perfect.
Max, and it's not
Perfect.
Happening. No.
I said, yeah, I watched a lot more of that. First, HBO easily puts out the most consistent, best TV content. Although Apple TV is completely underrated in that game, I'll say. lot of really good shows. You guys are missing out on some lot of really good shows on Apple TV.
I have Apple TV. But I've been watching. You haven't.
You haven't finished
Severance.
You the collective. You haven't of finished people. Severance. That's no, true. You the collective of people are missing out on a lot of good television over there.
There you go.
Maybe Severance will drive some people over there.
Hopefully so.
Someone said from the 3 and 6 with Cody's 5 decks, it'll be a glorious backyard. Yeah, they can set up one deck on the other side. We'll have the yard or you could screen
have,
porch.
You get 5 different bands perform on each of the decks.
Like what it's the old hell? Warp tour. Do you know how close the decks are to be ridiculous?
Yeah, you just have everybody.
You think all weather decks make stages? Do you think that they like for my? Do you think
they can build you one
like
I
a
bet.
Quality stage?
I bet they can. I bet they can.
And have a couple of you know Cody and Gold house parties.
All right.
Then all of you in New Orleans. That would be around. Awkward for all of us at all.
Coming up next, we will get to the 1 o'clock hour. Let's talk more about what happened last night at the Garden in New York. Plus, seating changes coming to college football right here on Cody and Gold.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.